In November's election, Monroe County took 3 days to count ballots and was the last county to report its results to the Secretary of State's office. Chamber Public Policy Coordinator Liz Irwin says the last election was a wake-up call in terms of both efficiency and money spent.
We understand that in the last election, I think it was $70,000 maybe for the paper ballots themselves, and additional resources spent for personnel in order to count for all those extra days. Is that the most efficient process? Well, we're not sure. We think that needs to be looked at.
The chamber hopes to avoid that fate in subsequent elections, as well as pushing for the implementation of vote centers. County Election Board member Judith Smith-Illy has repeatedly voted against creating vote centers, but says she backs the chamber's plan to do away with paper balloting if possible. But in an email Tuesday, County Commissioners President Iris Kiesling continued to push for paper ballots in what she calls the only verifiable way to check someone's vote in case of a dispute. At the same time, Kiesling acknowledged the current system is flawed and needs change. She says she hopes state officials will add new voting systems to a short list of those which have been approved in time for the 2014 primaries. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.